Good Tuesday morning, beloved. It is great to start this Tuesday together with you. Today we are going to be reading Psalm 118. The thought of this psalm was adapted from a prayer of thanksgiving by an individual, perhaps a king, who was delivered by God from danger. It is sometimes entitled a song of victory. The psalm concludes with a description of a liturgical procession and an affirmation of God's eternal love. So, let us begin. Give thanks to the Lord, because He is good, and His love is eternal. Let the people of Israel say, His love is eternal. Let the priests of God say, His love is eternal. Let all who worship Him say, His love is eternal. In my distress, I called to the Lord. He answered me and set me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? It is the Lord who helps me, and I will see my enemies defeated. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on people. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on human leaders. Many enemies are around me, but I destroyed them by the power of the Lord. They were around me on every side, but I destroyed them by the power of the Lord. They swarmed around me like bees, but they burned out quickly as a brush fire. By the power of the Lord, I destroyed them. I was fiercely attacked and was being defeated, but the Lord helped me. The Lord makes me powerful and strong. He has saved me. Listen to the glad shouts of victory in the tents of God's people. The Lord's mighty power has done it. His power has brought us victory. His mighty power in battle. I will not die. Instead, I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. He has punished me severely, but He has not let me die. Open to me the gates of the temple. I will go in and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Only the righteous can come in. I praise you, Lord, because you heard me, because you have given me victory. Some stones, which the builders rejected as worthless, turned out to be the most important of all. This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Save us, Lord, save us. Give us success, O Lord. May God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. From the temple of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. He has been good to us. With branches in your hands, start the festival and march around the altar. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord, because He is good, and His love is eternal. Today's key verse is Psalm 118, verse 28. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. You know, the opening verse to this chapter, verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, because He is good, and His love is eternal. And again, the closing verse, verse 29, give thanks to the Lord, because He is good, and His love is eternal. And all that wraps up this beautiful package, that you, beloved, are constantly and forever loved by the Lord. And you can always depend on His faithfulness, His love at work in your life. Let us pray. Praise to you, Lord God. You are always with me, and I need not fear. You are mighty and victorious. I give thanks to you because you are good and your love is eternal. You are my God, and I will proclaim your greatness. Amen. Well, once again, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we read Psalm 128, a psalm of blessing. And again, keep your eyes open for God's miracles in your life. They're all around us every day. He who has a heart has ears to hear, let him hear. Let your eyes be ready to see the miracles that God will work in your life today. God bless.